no turning lane for them to sit there and wait to turn in. There was an accident there recently, a young couple who were going into to visit a family grave, and they were hit from behind, and they were lucky that they were both weren't very, very seriously injured. They were hurt, but they weren't. It could have been much worse. And, you know, as a result of that, I went out there and just watched it for an hour one day, and it's amazing the number of people that are visiting that graveyard and how fast cars are coming out behind them, and it is very, very, very dangerous. So I'm just wondering if the council, I'm not sure about the amount of space there. The engineers need to look at it, but I would like them to examine it and see if there's any way they can provide a lane to turn in there.
And maybe if they can't provide that lane, maybe even additional signage alerting motorists that there is a busy graveyard ahead, maybe that would do the trick.
Yes, Catherine, that was the other point that I was going to make today, actually, is that there's no signage there to say that there is a graveyard ahead. There's no warnings there to slow down because of that and so on. So, you know, whatever saving measures can be implemented should be implemented. You know, ideally, a turn-in lane. But if that is not possible, we need better signage and we need better warnings so to give people a chance there, because it is very, very dangerous.